Ryan, ring the
Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Going on, party people. We got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio after further reviews in your neck right about now. Listen, we got to do it like this tonight, man. The mayor's in the building, you know, definitely in the building. GQ Palace Radio is recording from a secret location tonight. Miss Lavina is in the building behind the board. She's at a secret location. And we won't get into the ballistics on that. But anyway, we're going to rock out, man. We're going to do it hard body karate like we always do, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get on the air, man, with the mayor, man, and kick it. I'm going to dive right in head first, man. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I don't know what's going on. Greg Schiano, you know, you were supposed to come in there and bring the rah-rah culture from, you know, Rutgers University and all that. And we have a nice young squad, man. And my thing is, really, I don't know why Tampa Bay got rid of Raheem Morris, you know. But I won't get into the science of that. But there's friction going on in my Tampa Bay Buccaneers locker room, and we don't like it, man. First of all, they took the captaincy away from Josh Freeman. And that's just a byproduct of Greg Schiano and Josh Freeman not really being on the same page. You know, Josh is trying, man. He's doing his thing this year. I was one of his, you know, biggest, you know, detractors. I'm really a fan, you know what I'm saying? But when you're doing bad, man, you're doing bad. You got to get called on it. We don't sugarcoat nothing over here after further review. So, again, the locker room is fractured in Tampa Bay. I wouldn't say fractured, but it's kind of like a lot of stuff that's coming in that shouldn't really be having to deal with right now if it's part of the football season. My team is 0-2. We lost 2 games by a total of 5 points. You know, the Jets game, you know, Lavonte David did what he did. We lost that game. Sunday, you know, we just, you know, gave, you know, New Orleans a little bit too much time, you know, and, you know, they did what they did and they beat us. So, again, we don't have a bad team. We just have an atmosphere right now that we can't get out of our own way. A lot of foolish penalties, a lot of you know, unnecessary things that go on with a football team that really shouldn't go on with a team that's ready to win and that wants to win. Deshaun Goldston got suspended for a game for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Darren Sproles for the New Orleans Saints, and I saw the hit. And, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's a hard hitter. That's his M.O., you know what I'm saying? And with these rules right now, they're going to really be on top of whatever you do that's suspect. So if anything's suspect and then you got that reputation as a hitter, then, you know, you might catch that L right there. But, yeah, I really don't understand what the deal is with Greg Schiano. You came from Rutgers. Really, you know, what did you do at Rutgers? You know what I'm saying? Why did we get rid of Raheem Morris so fast? You know, we had a 10-6 season. Then we kind of, like, bit the bullet. And we had a bad year. I think it was, like, what, 4-12, you know? And we hurried up and got rid of Raheem Morris. Turned around and hired this guy from Rutgers on some rah-rah stuff, and he's stuck in some college mentality. You in the NFL now, my dude. Them cats ain't really trying to hear what you're talking about. And Josh Freeman was a captain of the team, and they had a new a team vote, and some say, you know, if you believe the hype, that the vote was rigged against Josh, and, you know, he's no longer a captain on the team. But that's neither here nor there. It's just like basically if you're here to win, You know, we all got to be on the same page. And even Darrell Revis, you know, guy we got from the Jets, one of the best players in the league in the secondary. He's a good guy. He just, you know, does his job, handles his business, and keep it moving. He's like, oh, I'm not feeling what's going on right now, you know. And I really want to touch on this situation about Josh Freeman asking for a trade. I'm like, I just think that, you know, my team needs to kind of like slow their roll right now. We got a good thing going on and we don't even know it. We're 0-2, but that's all right. People not really wanting to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know. But we got to get it together down there and we'll work that out. I want to touch on a thing in little college football. Nebraska, their coach, Bo Pelini, he's a hothead like myself. He speaks his mind. Nothing wrong with that. You know, he's under a little bit of scrutiny right now for some comments that he made 2 years ago about his own, you know, the fans of his team, and got into a little conflict with one of Nebraska's great players, Tommy Frazier. He was a quarterback of them back in the early 2000s or the 90s. And they were going at each other's throats, you know, for really no reason. My thing is not with what Bo Pelini said. He basically said that the fans in Nebraska were fair weather fans. You know, they stay when you're winning and they leave when you're losing. You know what I'm saying? And basically that's the truth. You know, but he said it 2 years ago. So why is that important now? You know what I'm saying? What did he say on the tape that's really relative to what's going on today? He spoke the truth, first of all. Second of all, he you know, spoke his mind in a situation that was supposed to be private. So now you tape in conversations, and now you try to have an issue with him. You're trying to get him for something or something like that. So you try to jam him up, and it's really much ado about nothing, man. Because we've all said things, you know, behind closed doors, and maybe even in people's faces that we might regret or whatever. But you should be able to say what you need to say. You know what I mean? Without fear of it, you know, blowing up in your face 2 years down the line. Bo Pelini's a winner. You know what I mean? He's won since he's been in Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand what this is about. Nebraska, you know, they are one of the teams that always, you know, compete for a national championship. And Bo Pelini keeps them there all the time. So for this to be out, I don't know, with some kind of situation with trying to upset the apple cart in Nebraska, and I just think that they should leave Bo Pelini alone, and it's much to do about nothing. Once again, man, you in the building, man, with the man, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air. I want to send a shout-out to Kia. She's usually a caller. She calls all the time, man. You know, she had a situation in her family that she had to deal with. We're thinking about you, yo, and it's all good. We're going to hold you down. Even though your Steelers lost last night, it's all good. We still gonna hold you down. We got you. You know what I'm saying? Touching on the NFL for a second, man. Pittsburgh Steelers last night. You know, I hope the homie Slate can call in and explain himself with these Pittsburgh Steelers. What's going on? We try to, you know, lighten the blow a little bit. I think it's gonna be a long season in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati didn't really play all that well. It was a 20-10 game. Cincinnati won 20-10. And it could have been worse, you know. I just think that the rushing yards, 44 yards rushing, is not going to get it, you know. As for a Pittsburgh Steelers offense, 44 yards rushing is not going to get it at all. So, you know, I just think that they need to, you know, before it gets any worse, it's going to have to, you know, get somebody in there to help the ground game out in Pittsburgh. Scores over the weekend, if you didn't get catch any of the games. Thursday night, it was New England Patriots over the Jets, 13-10. Falcons over the Rams, 31-24. Bills over the Panthers, 24-23. Bears over the Vikings, 31-30. Packers over the Redskins, 38-20. Dolphins over the Colts, 24-20. Chiefs over the Cowboys, 17-16. Chargers over the Eagles, 33-30. Texans over the Titans, 30-24 in overtime. Cardinals over the Lions, 25-21. Raiders over the Jacksonville Jaguars 19-9. Broncos over the Giants 41-23. Seahawks over the San Francisco 49ers 29-3. Ravens over the Browns 14-6. And my Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to New Orleans 16-14. Again, my team is a good team. I've been with my team since 1976, and I ain't going nowhere. So that's my team, and good, bad, and indifferent. And I got to stick with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. To me, surprise of the week. I was thoroughly impressed by the way the Buffalo Bills did what they had to do. EJ Manuel is better than, a lot of people think he is, and, he comes as advertised, man. So I think Buffalo, if they can win the games a couple of games that they're not supposed to win, if they can win those, they might be all right this season. San Diego Chargers came back in Philadelphia and kind of sort of gave it to the Eagles. I just thought that Chip Kelly offense, and everybody's in love with it. They're so enamored with the offense. It causes them to run out of gas towards the end of games. That's the first bell of the evening. So we're going to rock out like this. What's your name and where you calling from? What's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's up, Chris? It's Rome, man.
Rome, what's good? We rocking it now, commando style, my dude. I gotta do it like this. So I gotta ask you, what's your name and where you calling from? Because we doing it commando
style.
What's good?
No,
what's good, baby?
I'm good. A couple of more brothers supposed to call from the crew. LD supposed to call.
Oh, hold up, that's the bell again. We got another caller on the line. What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to the bigger show.
Zig,
what's good, Ziggy? What's happening?
What's up, baby?
All right, everything's everything. All right, Jerome. Explain yourself, man. 0-2, what's good?
Well, nothing is good right now.
Hold on. We got another caller on the line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Ann. Surprise!
Oh, snap. As I live and breathe, it's Angie. What's going on? Oh, okay. We got in the crowd woke up for that one. So, welcome to the bigger show, sweetheart. What's good? We're doing it commando style tonight.
What's going on?
Miss Lavina's in a secret location. She took a 3-hour cruise. You know what I'm saying? I told her about listening to them ads. But, we're in the building, man, live and direct.
Yeah.
And so, Jerome. So, 0-2, man.
Nothing is good right now, man. Our offensive line is bad. We don't know who's going to run the ball or how many times.
Right.
Jerry Brown has become very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So, pardon me if you hear a lot of noise. I'm still at work, but
it's all good.
We got to take care of Cam this weekend, or else this curtains already.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We're not
fretting
yet, because remember last time we went
0-2,
we ended up.
This is par for the course for the Giants, my dude.
I don't have that same vibe with this team.
Right.
We have veterans. We have LeVar Arrington still there at the time. We had Antonio Pierce. We had some vets, but see, right now we knew offensively we're fine besides the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But on defense, I'm kind of impressed with my linebackers. They kind of surprised me. Pace Singer, how he's playing, and William Daquan.
Right.
I'm kind of impressed with their play.
Okay.
But we got to run the ball and take care of the ball, man. Eli's pressing. He's throwing in the triple cover. He's just lofting things up. He looked like Eli first year when we still had Kurt Warner.
Yeah. He used to have a silly look on his face, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ziggy, I saw the long pass, Matthew Stafford to Calvin Johnson. I saw that. It looks real nice right there. I like that, man. So what you think about your Lions, man? What's going on here?
First of all, we got to get – I wouldn't even let David Eggers get back on the plane. He have to catch the bus back home.
Right.
Him and Pettigrew.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, man, first of all, he by him missing the two field goals, he pretty much handcuffed the play calling.
Right.
Because of the last, like, first of all, we were already supposed to be up by six more points.
Mm-hmm.
Six more points been left off the board. He missed the first one right. They turn around, the football guys give him another chance.
Right.
Because the player ran into his leg, so they gave him another chance.
Well,
kind of like a booty call anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
I'm sorry.
No problem. Anyway, he misses it while I left. After he missed the try right the first time.
Right.
Then he turns around and gets for his third field goal. He gets it blocked because he kicked it too low.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the life y'all lead, man. And Angie, you still with us? You're not exempt. What happened in Kansas City?
Did I tell you Kansas City's gonna be something this year?
But Dez Bryant would have caught that pass, he would have took it in the end zone. I don't understand. He kept some of them, but he misses the big ones.
I don't understand it. I didn't even try to analyze nothing. I was just pissed off because they shouldn't have lost that game.
Yeah, that's one of them. I mean, I got the Cowboys going, you know, to the situation.
Yeah,
but
me too.
You're not making me look good.
Where y'all get that from? Where that come from?
Hey, Jerome, I told you last week. I said they was yo, Dez was crucifying me, son. I said I got the Cowboys and the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh my God! No way!
Jerome.
With Tony Romo, how are you going? FCC rules. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry, but
that's all right.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Hey, man, listen. I real quick. I just said in the NFC. I just think that they might be due. And why can't they go to the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I just say why can't they? And as far as the Colts are concerned,
their quarterback,
go ahead.
Explode. He's like a pipe under pressure. He bursts. You're right.
You're absolutely correct.
Proved that on Sunday.
You're absolutely correct, and you're right too, Angie. You know what I'm saying? But I just got a funny feeling about the Cowboys.
You might have to take a Benadryl for that one, man.
No, you know what, though, Jerome?
I don't understand how y'all lost that game to New Orleans.
Hey, Jerome, you know what? Diz said, Diz gave me an invitation. He gave me an invitation to Kings County, a free ride to the shrink clinic and all that.
I was like, man, but
to speak about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, since we're going like around the league a little bit, I just feel like, man, again, like I was saying, the situation that's going on with my team, with the coach Shiano and Josh, you know, requesting the trade. He got, you know, stripped of his captaincy, and Darrelle Revis is, you know, trying to, you know, defend his position. And, you know, it all goes back to the coaching, man. They should have never got rid of Raheem Morris in the first place. That was my whole thing. I was a strong proponent of Raheem Morris because we won with Raheem Morris. Yeah, we lost. We went 4-12. You know what I'm saying? We got off the plane in San Francisco. It was 28-0 in the first quarter, and it was done after that. Then they fired him. They didn't give him no playoff for the 10-6 season. We shocked everybody when we went 10-6. Josh had a great year. He was a rookie. You know what I'm saying? He did his numbers. They turned around and fired Raheem Morris, hired this dude from Rutgers. You know what I'm saying, Jerome?
I don't understand how y'all lost that game, because I watched the last quarter.
How we lost the first game.
I don't understand how y'all lost that first order, especially.
You know what I'm saying? We fought. And Ziggy, what did I tell you? We invent ways to lose.
Well, you
we
know
invent
what?
Invent ways to lose.
It was looking like that for a lot of teams this week. It's just, you see how close all the games was, with exceptions of maybe two or three games.
I was trying to
show a little sensitivity, but
no, that's all right. No, keep it rugged. That's all right. I know when we smell it. We need a shower right now.
I know. Well, you know, then Washington got their butts handed to them.
That's right.
Was like everybody was in there. Like,
but Angie, look, my team, we lost two games by 5 points, right? My defense makes stupid penalties. Deshaun Goldson is going to miss the next game because the helmet on Darren Sproles, right?
Mm.
And it's like that, you know, now we got that friction going on in the locker room. We don't need that.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, regardless, now we 0-2. You know what I mean? And it's the strongest 0-2 I've seen from my team in a minute. And I've seen a lot of 0-2s from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We could be 2-0 right now. You know what I mean? And I still would be shook. because we got by on the skin of our teeth. But you know what I'm saying, Ziggy? I would play Josh out. I would be like, Josh is garbage, this and that. But Josh has showed up these last 2 weeks. It's not on him.
Mm.
It's not on him.
The all of a sudden, I realized they was when New Orleans. Y'all missed that field goal.
Yeah,
y'all missed that last field goal in the fourth, and New Orleans came back to because y'all had Breeze under control.
You see the work that Josh put in on that drive?
Under control.
You see the work that Josh put in, though? He did what he was supposed to do. And, you know, how can usually he'd throw an interception or fumble or whatever, you know what I mean? But he did his numbers, so I just figured that my team, man, and this is our chance, too, because we made New Orleans look kind of ordinary.
Ordinary, yeah. That's why I was like, wow, Breeze is not looking like Breeze.
Yeah. You know, my defense is the truth, yo. We don't play around. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby, it's like that. But we just can't get a W, man. We just can't get a W.
Ain't no feel bad. Pittsburgh 0-2.
Yeah, Pittsburgh
like,
for a long year, man.
And they look like they down by seven. It's a pretty much steep climb. They got to climb.
And I think the Steelers are going to be – they'll be lucky to go 7-9. Real talk. They'll be lucky to go 7-9.
Yeah,
You know why? But Jerome, you know why? Those other teams in the AFC North is not going to be playing with them. This is the year for them to say, the Steelers is not good?
Right.
Oh, we got to take advantage of it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the Browns going to beat them, man.
Yeah, they just might, man. The Browns just might, you know?
The Browns going to beat them.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch gears right quick, but I'm gonna get back to the NFL. What's your opinion on this situation that's going on in Nebraska with Bo Pelini?
I don't really know what to make of it. You're talking about the quotes from the coach, right? That are 2 years old.
The coach from the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's 2 years old. And,
right.
The university is trying to smooth it over, so that basically means he's not going anywhere unless it's a real uproar. So I think it's much about nothing, actually.
Right, that's right. I mean, we had conversations. You know, me and you personally had conversations. I'm like, why would I'm not taping nothing, and we can't talk freely amongst ourselves in regard.
Yeah, that was wrong. That was wrong right there.
Yeah, you out to get me? What did I do to you? You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And like my man said on Martin, well, damn, it ain't like he was lying. You know what I'm saying? So he told the truth about the fans, but you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, it'll be all right. The fans are saying,
Everything is politically correct. We're in a politically correct
right, right.
Moment, so.
That's right, man. I don't care.
Honestly, I think it's something larger that is kind of being swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this whole Johnny Football thing.
Right.
I really think it's some real show of biasness on that because you got a long list. You got Terrell Pryor. You got Reggie Bush had to give back to Heisman.
Right. Right. What about Dez Bryant?
Hey, man, you look like a genius. You know that?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I was looking at your roster and I said, you look like a genius.
Who?
You.
What'd I do? With my fantasy squad?
Yeah, with your Bernard.
I tried to tell you. You better ask somebody about me, my dude. Jerome. I get some of it from this cat right here, Jerome. That's my man right there. So we bounce off each other,
that
man.
Is
that's
because
my dude.
It's somebody I wanted to grab today. I went on a.
But you couldn't grab him because I had him.
Yeah, you already had him. I was like, wow.
I'm sorry.
I forgot that you already had him. The running from Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, Giovanni Bernard. When he scored his touchdown last night, I just had to look at my numbers go up. I just went on the computer and said, you know what? I like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Speaking of the fantasy squad, because Ziggy, I know you would have gave it to me, my dude.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald
and
Blake Gore, they was out for the second half.
But you know what though, Ziggy? I'm about to give it to you though, my dude. Real talk. I'm sorry. Listen, my team. No, Jerome. This is my squad right here. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson, Chris Johnson, Giovanni Bernard, Wes Welker, DeAndre Hopkins, who had a great game, made the winning catch in the Houston game.
Right.
Jordan Cameron, the tight end from Cleveland, Pierre Garçon, the Seahawks D, and Justin Tucker. And I didn't even need no points for my kicker.
Ain't that right, Ziggy?
Yeah, you gotta realize. You just got so lucky that Larry Fitzgerald and Vernon Davis got hurt.
Listen, that's
and did I play good in the second half?
You better get Carson Palmer on the phone. I told you Carson Palmer was in. Carson Palmer is doo doo, man.
Oh, I like Carson Palmer.
Well, okay, he should have got Larry Fitzgerald with the ball then. I know what I'm
but
doing.
He was hurt.
I got my squad, man. And I ain't even got to touch my team, Jerome. You heard me?
Mayor,
I ain't got to touch my squad, baby.
He did not play none after halftime.
I'm sorry.
Vernon Davis didn't play after he missed that ball.
Oh, man. That's really too bad. I'm sorry.
No problem. Don't worry about it. I'd rather catch it early than catch it late.
Oh, it's okay. You just caught it real well. How about that?
Hey, injuries happening, no problem.
Woo! It was 112 to 75, but it's all good though, man.
Okay, but
let me tell you something.
Let me also tell you something. When you get back into the league tomorrow, see my acquisitions I picked up.
I'm looking at it right now. You ain't saying nothing but a word, my Michigan homie. I'm looking at you, Andrew Luck, Frank Gore, Fred Jackson, Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Jermichael Finley, Tavon Austin, Bengals D, and Sebastian Janikowski.
Okay.
I'm scared. Ooh.
Okay, but I also turned around and picked up.
I see you got Roddy White. And you got Michael Vick, Lance Moore, Monte Ball. Where you get him from?
I got San Diego. What's the old boy that caught five touchdowns the last 2 weeks?
You don't got no San Diego dude on your team.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You got Roddy White. You got Vernon Davis.
I just got to wait for him to clear waivers.
Well, he ain't going to cut no waivers. You should have told me that. I'm going to block it.
No.
I'm messing with you, my dude. Let me just go way away from the football situation for a hot minute. What's your view right quick on the Mayweather fight?
Man, I can't believe I just spent...
I spent money because
you said so.
You listen to me?
Yeah, I listen.
Okay,
much.
Me and Jerome got a bridge in Brooklyn we like to sell you if you want to buy that. Listen to me.
I'm
going to come and spend the money. Don't listen to me.
On sale. I was so disappointed because I expected more from him.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. If I may interject. Expecting more from whom, bro?
I was expecting more because everybody from Alvarez.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
In the last 60 days ago, did you ever hear him before?
No.
Have you ever seen him fight before?
No.
But you spent $75 on him because the mayor said
come on, man.
I wanted to see what the big fuss was about.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But the big fuss is about. You already know what the big fuss is about. You paying that money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you
what's
know what,
the
though,
big
Jerome?
Fuss is about?
I mean, Floyd made, you know, a halfway a believer. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, yo, what did you do, man? You know what
right.
I'm saying? And there's nothing left out there for him but Manny Pacquiao. I don't care what nobody says. Nobody's going to come out their pocket to see him fight Danny Garcia. Seriously?
Manny got knocked out.
You're right. True enough. He fought Marquez 4 times. It ain't like Marquez didn't get dropped. Marquez didn't get touched. Marquez didn't get beat. Are you serious? Why not? Who's out there for him to get money from? Danny Garcia?
What was that female referee that got it 114
title? CJ Ross.
What was she smoking?
I don't know what she was smoking. But she was smoking something.
But listen, this is Boston. They got baseball players going to Congress, peeing in cups, NBA, everybody. They're not even looking at Boston.
She's not looking at Boston for anything.
So that's why Boston is a joke. The government is down with it. The mob is down with it. Everyone is down with it. And we, the public, the consumers, are the herbs.
Yeah, that's right. You're true. You're right.
And I'm not
down. The mob was down with it when Ali beat
but that goes to prove it. Now they putting all these baseball players under pressure for what they taking and what they doing and how they gambling. Yo, these dudes have been taking. What are they doing?
All right, where's Sonny Liston been at ever since that second fight against Ali?
But Sonny Liston, it's thousands of boxers you can name. Not just Sonny, he's a famous one, but there's thousands of boxers, thousands.
I'm gonna bring it back to more recent times, or you know, like after that. I think the whole thing, and follow me, Jerome, follow me, Ziggy, follow me, Angie. I feel like the whole situation, remember back in the day, Jerome, when we knew who the heavyweight champion was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember we knew who basically the heavyweights, you know, if you really were in the boxing, you knew, you know, all the weights of the day, but you knew who the heavyweight champion was, okay? Follow me here. Because I'm going somewhere with this. The first Ali-Leon Spinks fight. Okay? The first Spinks had 8 fights, right? Ali was supposed to be in the Spinks beat Ali. I don't know how. I don't know who was judging. I was a kid. I was 12 years old. I remember the fight. Spinks won that fight. Came back September 15th, 1978, the rematch in the Superdome. And Ali made Spinks look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the rematch. But in the meantime, in between time, the first fight and the rematch, that's when the title started getting fractured. I don't know if you remember, Jerome.
Yes. That's when the WBC
they splintered off because first it was together. You didn't know who was what. Then all of a sudden, now it's WBA and WBC. Now it's fractured. You remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not angry at the fact that it happened. I'm angry at the fact that the powers that be totally ignored it.
Right.
And at the same time, they're allowing them to charge the public these enormous prices. Now, maybe it's a message to their madness because in the meantime, what they do, they're actually killing their own sport.
Right. Choking it off.
Every time you have a big event and you got to pay to watch it, you know, the biggest thing in this country, which they want to make it an unofficial holiday, is the Super Bowl. That's free TV.
That's going to be Go ahead, my dude. I'm following you.
So now, instead of World Series, NBA Finals, everything is free. That's how fans are. That's why little kids watch. There's no little kids that are boxing fans now. What boxing do they watch?
I'm on my own porch. That's why.
You don't see any boxing at all. So the sport is dying. That's why the MMA.
I was following you because it was like, because again, I remember when Monday Night Football was free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Now, they changed that.
Yeah.
Right. Because. They only changed that
ESPN. If you got ESPN, then you good. What about the people that don't got ESPN? You didn't need ESPN to watch Monday Night Football.
You got to understand, most of the households in this country have basic cable.
Yeah.
So with that being said, basically they're basically keeping it on free TV because of how they're looking at it. Everyone has this.
But what if
very few underprivileged, well, then you got to get on the radio or go to your boy's house, I guess.
Go on YouTube.
Yes.
I hear you. But it, like you said, man, it's turned into an all out thing about money, man.
And we are
the ones who get led, you know. But the carrot, they put the carrot out there every 3 or 4 months. You know, this big mega event.
They got this dude, pretty looking, pretty Spanish cat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he talks strong. He's bigger. He's stronger. Come on, man. You got to be able to fight. That means nothing. You can't follow that up. I don't follow. Boxing is boxing.
Boxing
died about 5 years before hip-hop did.
That's a strong statement. We're going to touch
analogy.
Back on that one down the line. I like that.
That was a nice statement.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That was really crazy. I like that.
There's no more MCs and there's no more real champs.
That's what it is.
Come on. What sport will you dictate who you play all the time? You got to play who's on your schedule. That's the only sport where you make your schedule.
Like Floyd Mayweather said, you handpick it.
Exactly.
You handpick your schedule. There you go.
You're not fighting mandatory guys. You're not going through certain things that everyone had to go through.
Right.
You picking and choosing. So.
Right. You went from fighting once a year to twice a year.
Hey, come on. Exactly. Come on.
Right.
Not
that's
me.
Right.
Not the kid. They're not getting me anymore. I'm sorry.
I hear you. And that's,
I hear you.
And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of people, man. I mean, how many times do you fall for the same okie doke, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It got to come to some kind of conclusion or some kind of something where both sides could be, you know, appeased, because it's the fans that's the one that's putting the money in the people in those promoters' pockets and all that.
And the fans aren't crying out. They don't care. Most of the people that involve themselves with boxing bet. So as long as they get their bets in, everybody will be.
But every event is trying to, you know, be better than, you know, bigger than Mayweather, De La Hoya. They talking about 200, you know, 200 million.
That's to get you in the door, man. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
once you're really into sports, you got to gauge it yourself.
Yeah,
and
that's what you got to do.
Get away from the propaganda, from the TV, and then you realize, you know what? They're blowing smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So I just think that, man, again, once, you know, the smoke clears and all that, man, the next time they, you know, come at these people with this big event, I want to see how they're going to really, you know, explain it off or whatever, because really people don't want to, you know, I mean, they want to see it, but who's going to pay all that money for that?
But back to that Johnny Manziel stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear nobody. No, what he did would have got him kicked out. If he was anyone else, he would have got kicked out. Terrell Pryor, Reggie Bush, college athletes that have done one thing wrong, and they've gotten the proof.
But
whether they were talented enough to go to the next level or not, if so, then you know what? You're going early. Terrell Pryor had to go. He really needed one more year, if not two, of college ball. He had to leave to go to the draft early.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because, you know, he accepted tattoos for whatever, and, you know. Mm-hmm. Favorite Reggie Bush, but Johnny Manziel, granted that he was born a millionaire. His parents are stinking rich. They have old oil money.
Mm-hmm.
Not oil money, old oil money.
Right.
So you selling your autographs over and over and over, and you still get to play football. They slap him with a wrist.
That's where it gets murky. That's where it gets murky for me at my dude, because you know, all the people that, you know, again, we go back to the snitching thing. You know what I'm saying? All these people, these little autograph people or whatever, they say, oh, they got Johnny Manziel on tape. They got pictures of Johnny Manziel. That might be true. But did you got a picture of Johnny Manziel putting money in Johnny Manziel's hand? All that, you talking around the situation. Give
exactly.
me something that's going to talk to it. I can see him signing autographs all day. He could sign whatever he want to sign, but with the main issue is he was supposed to have gotten paid for that. He could say you could say whatever you want to say. That's his say. Where's the picture of you putting money in Johnny Manziel's hand? Where's the tape of you putting money in his hand and him putting it in his pocket and saying thank you for paying me for the autograph?
That's
you know what I'm saying? So I got you on the Johnny Manziel come for money. He don't even, you know, he don't need them. They need him. I got all of that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, back to Terrell Pryor, I mean, they had, like, mad, you know, they had, you know, gave away their memorabilia, trophies, and their championship rings. So, and he got suspended for the first five games. I think it was, 2011, I think it was. He got suspended for the first five games, okay? And so to compare that to Johnny Manziel, I got everything that you're saying, my G. I got you. You know what I'm saying? But, again, you know, That Alabama game this past Saturday, he still did his numbers. He did his numbers, yo. They was up 14-0. I was like, oh, okay, they're about to bust Alabama's behind. Alabama came back. It was 42-21. I don't know about y'all and this Bama stuff. They scored 42
them
points for Alabama.
Them numbers was inflated. Them numbers was inflated because they was behind and throwing the ball the rest of the
so
game.
That means, so Alabama was playing prevent defense?
They got up 21 points in the fourth quarter. Kirby Smart let off the brakes. He kind of let off the brakes because Nick Saban started playing conservative. It should have even been that close. The game wasn't even that close like the score was. To me,
I saw it was 42-21, and I was like, oh, okay, they're about to stump Texas A&M. Then I was like, oh, no, Texas A&M is coming back. That speaks to Alabama's defense. I don't care what nobody say.
It's not like it was. Of course it's not like it was last year.
Once it was 42-21, it should have been 56-21. How'd it get back to be 49? Regardless if they let up the brakes, you're the number one team in the nation. I'm not looking at you and saying, thinking that you let up the brakes and you
okay,
gave up 42 points.
I never did understand on your top 10, you put Alabama in number 3.
Yep.
And
they lost
that,
points with me. You're right.
Okay, but they went into Texas
go ahead,
A&M. They went on the road and did that.
And? wasn't you and Diz telling me that, oh, you don't give Nick Saban a week off and he, you know what I mean, and he's got a revenge game and this and that? I got all of that.
If anybody else would have been down 14 and nothing, they'd have had a hard time. Alabama slapped them back.
Yeah, but they
slapped Alabama back. They slapped them back hard.
Okay, they was up 14, but
they
then
were behind,
Alabama
man.
Was up 21.
They were playing catch up the whole game after that, after the 14-0. They got bum rushed. They couldn't help but to pass the ball after that.
And why couldn't they stop him?
Because
the dude Sinceri had an interception return. Okay, so they scored the points on defense. Okay,
they
so the dude Sinceri had an interception return in the third quarter. Then Johnny Manziel came right back and threw a touchdown pass.
And then they came.
Then
back
Alabama scored again. Then the fourth quarter. Excuse me, after starting the fourth quarter, it was 42-21.
Right.
Fourth quarter started, Manziel threw a touchdown pass, 42-28. Then they got the ball back, and Manziel threw a 95-yard pass to Mike Evans, made it 42-35.
They let him off the brakes on defense. They let him off the brakes. I ain't saying Manziel ain't
good. Yeah, I hear you.
Wrong.
I understand.
I'm just saying that normally when Alabama got you up like that, they pretty
mm-hmm.
much they were pretty
mm-hmm.
much punch you in the mouth again.
Yes, sir.
Push the air out the ball. But
right. And Manziel had 98 yards rushing, B. He almost had 100 yards rushing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, Alabama, they won the game. True enough, they won the game. But to me, it's like they dropped. They dropped to me in my estimation. Because if I'm telling you, Jerome, if I'm telling you what you know going in about Alabama, and if they lost, they won 49-42, you'd be like, Alabama gave up 42 points?
Yeah.
You know
I'll
what I mean?
Take it, though.
Yeah,
I'll take it, though.
Yeah, I understand. I got you. But, I mean, because even, like, I think Diz said last week that, you know, paying attention to the Virginia Tech game, that Virginia Tech was lighting Alabama up the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I remember that, you know, and as, you know, watching the Alabama-Texas A&M game, I'm like, Alabama ain't supposed to be giving up 42 points. I don't care where they playing at. and again, that's why I dropped him. I think that's why I dropped him, Ziggy, because I think, you know, and what do I know? You know what I'm saying? Who am I?
Yeah.
I just, you know, that's I just go
good.
By what
they
I see.
They gonna have to play it out anyway.
That's right. They have to play it out anyway. We here, man, live and direct. We got a hot one, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. After further review, GQ Palace is in the building. Miss Lavina is in a remote location. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I got my man Jerome in the building, you know what I mean, getting that guap. I got my man Ziggy live and direct, and I got Angie in the building. She called early. I like
yes.
that. You still with us, Angie?
I'm still here.
All right, that's what it is. So what's your – did you get a chance to look at the fight, or what was your opinion about it?
No, because, again, I want to see, like you said back in the day, how you knew all the big-name fighters. And you won't fight nobody. I mean,
right.
Not to take nothing from dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he has numbers, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like it was so staged. So I wouldn't waste my – how much they charge,
$69.95?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, man.
No, just
they
wasn't
playing.
Interested. I'm not a Mayweather fan, you know what
right.
I mean? Got a lot of groupies out there. I'm not one of them.
Yeah. I see you were highly upset yourself, Mayor.
I just think that, again, like I said, man, he just proved to me, man, that, again, you know, he makes, you know, so-called good fighters look ordinary. You know what I mean? He pitched a shutout. That was a shutout. No doubt about it. No questions asked. I don't know how
yeah.
Ross saw it was a draw. And
his opponent
and quiet,
probably
kept,
needed
not for
a few
nothing.
Dollars, you know what I'm saying? Little,
not for nothing. I don't see
dollars.
How the other judges had it that close either. I think one judge had it, what, Ziggy?
117.
Yeah, I don't see how they had it that close either. So, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what I'll be watching, man. But,
I'm going to switch gears, man. We're going to talk, I don't know, we're going to get into a little WNBA basketball, because you know I like the WNBA, man. So they playoffs about to pop off.
Somebody's phone is on.
I'm hearing the feedback. I'm hearing myself tonight, yo. Yo. No doubt. The East Conference playoffs. Yo, somebody turn your radio down, man.
Down, man.
Hello.
The echo chamber, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, so the WNBA, the Eastern Conference playoffs look like the Atlanta Dream going to play the Indiana Fever, and
what?
the Chicago Sky going to play the Washington Mystics. The Eastern Conference, man. I like the Chicago Sky, man, because they got my girl Elena Deladon, and I think that they're gonna have a good season and they're gonna do what they gotta do in the playoffs, man. And Washington has Ivy Ladder, and they made the playoffs. They won 3 in a row, so they're like basically almost like the hottest team going in, besides them and the Los Angeles Sparks. Chicago has a team that should win. Repeat, I'm going to put the emphasis on should, because they have Epiphany Prince. That's the homie from out of Brooklyn. You know what it is. You know what I mean? They got Sylvia Fowles in the middle. You know, they got Lana Deladon again. So they have, like, basically one of the strongest teams. I think the Eastern Conference Finals is going to probably be Chicago and Atlanta. Indiana, they started off real slow. I think they were, like, 2-9. And so they caught up. They made the playoffs. I think they finished at 517-17. They have Tamika Catchings, you know what I mean? So they're not a weak team. They made the playoffs. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing Chicago and Atlanta in the East. Now, in the West, the West is the West, man. You got the Los Angeles Sparks, the Minnesota Lynx, Phoenix Mercury, and the Seattle Storm in the playoffs. You know, Brittany Griner, you pick your poison, you know, in the West. You got Brittany Griner for Phoenix. You know, you got Candace Parker. You know, you got Simone Augustus out there in Minnesota, Seattle, they doing their thing. But, again, I think it's going to be out of Los Angeles and Minnesota because they had the strongest seasons, man. So, in the final, I'm thinking that it's going to be probably Los Angeles and Chicago in the final. But what do I know? Again, I'm just a man, man. I just spit it on Tuesday nights, man. We here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Once again, man, I got a couple people with me in the building, man. My man Jerome Ziggy calling from Michigan. I appreciate you. And I got Angie on the early check-in. Wonder what's up with that. What's that about? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So we doing it like that, man. So again, shout out to Kia. We thinking about you. Do what you gotta do. We here.
What's wrong with her?
Huh?
What's wrong with her? I heard something wrong.
Yeah,
with her.
She had a death in the family, yo. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah,
right,
you know, we gonna hold it down. You know what I'm saying? But we still gonna talk about the Steelers, though.
Steelers are struggling.
They struggling real hard. Thursday night, NFL Network, man. Andy Reid goes back into Philly. What you think the team going to be like? Bringing those Kansas City Chiefs into Philly.
I got Kansas City for the upset.
You got Kansas City for the upset?
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
No, I said they going to win the division.
Actually, I don't think that's an upset.
I think Kansas City going to be favored in that one.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. But, I hear you, though, Ziggy. You know, I think the Chiefs are going to be ready, man. The Chiefs are gonna be ready if they can get over that. You know, they gonna lose some games that they're supposed to win. You know what I mean? And as long as, you know, they got to keep pace with Denver. They doing it so far. You know, can't knock them so far. Everything's on course. But let me look on the schedule right here and see when the Chiefs play the Broncos. Yeah, that should be coming up sometime soon. Hopefully, let's see the Chiefs and the Broncos play. Chiefs and the Broncos don't play till November 17th.
That's not a lot. That's not on.
That's week 11. They play 2 times in 3 weeks. What's that about? You know what I mean?
I bet it's on the big stage too, ain't it?
Nah, cousin. They both them on Sundays. The game in Denver is a 4:00 start. The game in Kansas City is a 1:00 start. Ah, well. I guess they had to squeeze that Giants and Cowboys game in for the opening for the 12th year in a row. No disrespect to the Giants.
Yeah, no, I'm getting tired of seeing that.
I'm a little hate.
A little hateration in the Kool-Aid.
I'm a little hate. So not healthy.
I know, man. It leads to high cholesterol and all that. But you know, again, Ziggy, like we were talking about before, man, they got to throw everybody on once a year on the big stage. So they decide to throw Kansas City's only game is Thursday night. That's the only primetime game.
Okay, because I remember you was telling me you made a statement the other day when you was talking about the schedule, and I was like, Jacksonville?
Right.
And I said, Jacksonville? And you were like, yeah, they play later on in the season. They got them on later. I was like, yeah, they got to put on at least one, you know, one team.
Yeah, everybody got to play one time on
you know, they put them
time.
deep down into the game.
Everybody forgot about them. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, what do you think about that situation in Jacksonville, man? They got a website trying to, you know, get Tim Tebow to come out there and play. And they had this situation where they was, you know, had some kind of they were supposed to have a rally. And I think 20 people showed up and 30 people from the media showed up.
Florida is not going to accept no one thing about Florida, and especially it's hot down there. If you got a boo-boo franchise, they're not going to support you. Because there's so much other things to do down there.
But why do you think they're sweating Tim Tebow so bad, though, man? You know what I'm saying? What is it?
Because Tebow's from down there. Tebow's the hometown.
It is funny. But why are they sweating Tim Tebow of all people, man? Come on.
Let me tell you, that's a smart move for them. Because they get every game blacked out. We went to Jacksonville on one of our LD trips.
Mm-hmm.
They always sell out. I mean, they're never sold out. They're always blacked out.
Right.
So they don't have nobody in the stands. They're not winning.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna go. Ask the Florida Marlins.
No. Let me tell you something.
Right.
Put Tim Tebow in that building. I bet you they'll sell out. Florida is bigger on their college and high school sports than they are their professional.
Right.
They didn't
black out the Jaguars game, right? And the TV station that showed the game, they apologized for showing the game.
Yeah, they apologized. No, but that's really, They apologized for showing the game.
They need to be apologizing to Lions fans.
That's crazy, yo. It's miracles never cease, man.
Let us give an apology for not being nowhere since 57.
And your Detroit Lions, Ziggy, man. I don't know, man. I hope it's short, man. I watched a little bit of that game with Arizona, and it looked like it was a shootout. They was going back and forth. I said, oh, this is going to be a good game.
My thing with them is when Reggie Bush went out, it seemed like they didn't have no plan. They didn't have the offense went vanilla. They didn't have no plan for behind him. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute. Y'all had to know because Bush is somewhat injury prone. So you know you had to have a backup, a plan B. For something. He's sitting on the sideline, and all of a sudden the Schwartz just went dumbfounded.
But that's who he is, man.
I think the San Francisco coach still got him shook, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. Hopefully
and I don't understand because we still undisciplined because it shouldn't even came down to that 4th and 4 in the fourth quarter because we had a turnover. Willie Young had a 15-yard hands to the face. Mm-hmm. On the third down, we had got a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a hand to the face, which gave Arizona a first down, and they ended up getting a touchdown that drive.
Right.
Meanwhile, Willie Young come over to the sideline, and Willie Young is talking to Shorts. Shorts need to be talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
He need to be initiating the conversation.
Right.
I mean, I just don't understand. Then it's like Pettigrew, he dropped balls. He don't be in a game.
What's up with your man? Every Tuesday, you always telling me about how Brandon Pettigrew dropped balls. What was he still doing on the team?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You need a new coach, man.
I know that. As a coach,
and this might sound wild, you can't get punked in front of your team, and you coaching a football team. Because 49ers coach punked them. And they have not been right since that incident. Look back.
Oh, the funny handshake?
Yeah, the funny handshake.
You might have a point there, my dude.
They haven't been the same since. Football is about leading men. How you going to lead men and you got punk? You want these men to go out and fight and be tough.
You know what, Dan? But the thing about it was when Sue got that flag for clipping, when he got that flag for clipping, he came over to the sideline, and all of a sudden it's like Sue, you can read in his lips, on his lips, you can read his mouth. He walked up to Short and said, "I didn't do nothing." And Shorts didn't hold him accountable to nothing. He just said, okay. I said, "Is that all you can say? Is okay?
He didn't want him stomping on his arm.
Okay, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or hitting his cone head.
He's heading to the ground.
Because they got a report out that Sue been doing that in practice. He been doing that to his teammates.
Oh, no.
Wow.
But if he do it to his teammates, and he saw what, you know, the coach did, he's going to do it to
his
coach.
I don't understand that, Mayor. I don't understand that. If you got a guy in practice that's doing that, all these are a bunch of grown men. They all the professionals, all of them. So how could one guy be scared of another guy? This is not high school no more.
That's easy. Ask men in jail when they go to jail. There's other grown men in there. They still scared.
Okay, but we talking about grown men that's eating. They got to have a livelihood. That's eating.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, I understand. I didn't mean to take it that much of an extreme, but that's just to let you know, regardless of what, in jail or out of jail, men intimidate other men. You had it on the football field. Unfortunately, I'm going to use my team. The 2000 Super Bowl, when the Ravens won their first bowl, yo, T.T. Bible was scared to death of Ray Lewis and them. He didn't even want to come up to his line.
Eddie George, after that hit?
No, not Eddie George after that hit. I got to take it back. I never saw the Gladiator scared. The Gladiator, that's the only man on earth that used to pop junk to Ray Lewis. I can't remember calling him scared.
No, do you remember that game with Eddie George when y'all won the first championship and Eddie George got hit by Ray Lewis and stood him up? He hit him so hard he dropped the ball. It seemed like Eddie George not the same since then. Eddie George went downhill right after that.
He lost his mind and said he was going to start DJing.
Ray Lewis hit him, and all of a sudden it's like Eddie George stopped running like Eddie George.
I mean, you know, you can hit Ray Lewis, you're going to stop running like you too. But,
Eddie didn't play that much longer after that.
Right.
That might have been his last complete season with the team. That was at the end. He was in the league before Ray Lewis was.
Right.
Remember, do you remember that hit? Yeah, of course. Right there, boom. It was in the trenches, right at the line of scrimmage, and Ray hit him, and the ball fell out. It happened, but I can't say he was scared. But Tiki Barber was scared to death.
Yeah, Tiki Barber was.
He was scared to look. So you can't say that it's no. Let me tell you, Harrison is still scaring grown men right now.
It's men and Ziggy, and you know this, my dude. It's men that intimidate other men on Facebook. Real talk.
That you ain't never met before in your life.
You scared of them. When they come in them rooms. And they talk that fly stuff. They know who to talk that fly stuff to. You know what I'm saying? And they might not be scared of you in real life for that conversation that they give off. When you know you can shut them down early, and you can say what you want to say, but you can't think of nothing to say because you're intimidated. And if I can intimidate you with my words, you don't want to see me, man. Half the battle is over. I got you, straight like that. So if you want to let somebody intimidate you, then be off into that corner because that's where you're gonna be. That's where they're gonna find you at.
Pretty much.
That's what it is, man. We here in the building, man, live and direct. whatever I said to you, about you, for you, or to you 2 years ago, it still counts. You can put it on tape. Write it down. Take a picture. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So we here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, yo. we got music in the background, so I think Miss Lavina is back from a remote location and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Big Rich is in the building, man. You got the mayor in the building. GQ Palace Radio, after further review, in the house. We're going to touch on a little baseball. Yo, Ziggy, what's up with your Tigers, man?
We down there 7 games for the magic number. We're up 2-1, bottom of the 6.
Mm-hmm. What's your magic number?
6.
6?
Yep.
All right. Yeah,
it'll be
man.
6 if they win tonight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It might be a wrap for my Yankees, man.
Yeah, it's a wrap for y'all, kid. It's a wrap.
Look at this guy over here. He can't wait to say no. Look at this guy.
Hey. Remember, I got the O's in the race, too, now. Come on, man.
Hey, y'all lose tonight. Y'all done.
No,
you got the wild card to worry about. Y'all playing Boston. Y'all lose tonight. Y'all done.
Not officially.
Just for the division, though. Not the wild card. Y'all still be on the wild card.
We know that division. The Red Sox came out of nowhere this year, yo. I do not want to see the Yankees. I don't think you're going to see the Yankees. I don't want to see them. I don't hold out hope for my team, man.
You know, it is what it is. We had a great year, man, but we lose a lot of games that we can't afford to lose. We lost 3 in a row already. You know what I'm saying? We got swept by Boston.
How many did Sandman give up the last 2 weeks?
How many what?
Leads.
I have no idea. Too many. I don't think about Mariano Rivera blew too many games this year, man. Huh?
You're two and a half out of the wild card, man.
But look at the teams in front of us.
I know he had like 3 in the last probably 3 weeks that he didn't blew.
Uh huh.
So that's right there. Could have got you back into the lead.
Well, but I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I can't really dwell on Mariano. Mariano blow a save, so be it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can't speak on Mariano. I understand that. I got your point. I got your point. Yo, stop buying a lot of tuna fish, man. It's going to be tight for a while, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to be tight.
Okay.
So you're not going to resign. You know Cano going, right?
Cano ain't going nowhere.
Talking about him going, leaving out. New York talking about they ain't going to sign.
Robinson Cano go, trust and believe, we're going to replace him with somebody, and I got 2 people that we could replace him with. We could replace Robinson Cano with Troy Tulowitzki from Colorado and Carlos Gonzalez. We could afford those guys. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, but they're not going to give you the production Cano got. Plus, they're just right hand to hit it.
Cano like that little check swing right field line.
You know he like that little check swing.
Why would you leave when you got the short porch right there?
Because the Dodgers going to pay them more. And he's looking at the fact that the Yankees are going to be bad for the next decade.
Nah, we ain't gonna be like the Mets. We ain't gonna be bad for that long.
We're gonna be all right.
And look, Jerome, but look, all the injuries that we had, my G, Teixeira gone for the year. Jeter was never really. He played 17 games. Corey Granderson was in and out. CeCe stink this year. You know what I'm saying?
Let's look at the future. Teixeira is not getting any better. He'll be back. A-Rod, by the time they finish with him, he going to be playing in the little Puerto Rican league over there.
He's saying the winter league.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to be in the winter league.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But, I mean, you know, we try to get that payroll down, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we're tired of paying that luxury tax. Because we helped all the other teams in the league get better.
No, just you and the Dodgers.
We helped all the other teams in the league get better, man. That luxury tax, we paying for Milwaukee to get better. We paying for Minnesota to get better.
What you paying for is for the owner to take his girl to Turks and Caicos.
But that
too. They don't put that money back in the team, which the Yankees do, and I commend them for it. But y'all gonna be bad for a while, man.
And we're going to be all right.
Andy Pettit is gone.
We'll be back in the World Series before you will. How about that?
You know what?
We'll be back in the World Series before you.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
When we get up there, we're going to put a little something on that.
Okay, we'll work that out. No doubt. You know what? I didn't forget about the Mets and Robinson Cano either in the All-Star game. Don't think I forgot about that.
Oh, man, now you listen, man. He ain't mean to do it.
Your man hit it with a 98-mile-an-hour joint in the leg. So what's going on?
He was nervous.
How many times he pitched the city field? What you got to be nervous about?
During the All-Star game? None. Come on, man.
He tried to assassinate my man. What's going on?
Hold on. The Red Sox been beating y'all dudes for years. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now you want to pick on Matt Harvey? Come on, man.
Yeah, man. He shouldn't be doing that, man. He should have hit Robinson Cano in the leg, man, with a 98-mile-an-hour joint.
He didn't mean to, but Clay Buchholz and them dudes, they meant to. You ain't saying nothing to them. That's all right, though.
You know what? The Red Sox came out of nowhere, man. All that, you know, the chicken and the beer and this and that and the third. They just went and did like what the old Yankee teams did. They went and got them a team. You know what I'm saying?
When the Yankees had the old Mattingly's
and stuff like that. You know, we had a team. The Red Sox went and got a bunch of bats. They went Johnny Gomes and Saltem Lamacchia and all them dudes. They went and got some bats. And plus, they had the rotation and the pitching already. So they were straight. They got to do Hanrahan from the Pirates. He got hurt, so they didn't even need him. They didn't even miss him, and they still might end up winning 100 games.
Yeah, because they lead the league. They lead the league in runs.
Their run differential is 182. They scored 791 runs this season.
Yeah, they said they score average. The Red Sox is killing it.
They might mess around and get in the World Series. No disrespect to the Detroit Tigers, though.
Don't worry about it, man. I look at everything with the big picture. I ain't one of these fans that think ain't nobody else team going to do nothing.
You better keep your eye on them Oakland A's, too, my dude.
I'm up.
They doing their thing. What do you think about the Texas Rangers, man? They lost 7 in a row. Ron Washington is worried about his job. Why should he be worried about his job? He went to the World Series 2 years in a row.
Right. Texas Denver used to be crap. They just not
yeah,
started
yeah.
Getting
yeah.
Last,
Texas used
last
to be
six,
garbage.
7 years.
They used to be the laughing stock. You're right. And you know, he's worried about his job, and he's out there saying, you know, I did the best I could, and, you know, it happens.
Like
and everything. Had to go in a, you know, he's preparing his speech. Like, you know, he's preparing his going-away speech. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that, you know, they shouldn't really look at, you know, doing him like that, man. Because, again, when the last time the Texas Rangers went to the World Series once? They went to two years in a row. You know, even though they lost, they shouldn't have lost the World Series year before last. That Game 6 was one of the best games I've ever seen in my life, yo.
Yeah,
and Game 6, St. Louis and Texas Rangers. What?
It was one of them games,
you know, you couldn't write a script to that.
Yeah.
When Hamilton hit the home run, I thought it was over. When Hamilton hit that home run, I was like, oh, okay, Texas is going to win this game. And St. Louis came right back. Like, oh. But that's baseball for you, though, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Word up. But Jerome, how do you see it shaking out, man? As far as you know, baseball is concerned, the postseason.
Oh well, it's hard, man, because you know baseball is so unpredictable. Once you get in, it's the pitching is what controls.
Right.
That's why I got to lean towards Detroit. I'm looking at Detroit and for the National League. Let me see. Honestly, I'm rooting hard for my man Andrew McCutchen, man.
For the Pirates, right.
I'm rooting for the Bucks, man. I haven't seen them. I'm not a Pirates fan, but
I hear you.
It's good to see different teams, you know, and I want to see them do well. I was saying
about the Pirates, man. The Pirates need to do their thing and bring back some stars on the hat, yo. That would be fly. We got the that's the signal, so we got another call in the building, man. Diz is in the building. What's going on, Diz, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude.
What's going on?
We got to give you a shine. you know, put that little 29-3 thing on the 49ers. So you got the floor right now.
Yeah, I don't see y'all.
Go ahead. Speak your mind. Say your piece. Do your thing.
I'm just glad that we put the beats on them dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's just one of the things where I'm just waiting to see how the year goes because we
right.
had a lot of injuries on our team. So slowly but surely we're coming back. And we lost our left tackle. That was big. Our all-pro left tackle. But we don't know the extent of that injury. But, I mean, overall, I was happy with the, you know, the outcome. We played great D. But I was just debating with other cats, like, they thought San Francisco, because a lot of people thought San Francisco was going to win that game.
Right.
I guess due to what Kaepernick was doing. And I was like, but there's two things that stood out. Number one, when Kaepernick was doing that against Green Bay, that was no disrespect to Green Bay, but that's Green Bay defense. My defense is totally different because Green Bay play a lot of zone.
Mm-hmm.
We play man. We don't play that zone crap. We play man. So we knew Bolden was going to shut Bolden down.
Right.
And second of all, Kaepernick was comfortable in the pocket because he could audible and make his play calls and his single calls without being interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing that up in Century League.
Right.
Not if you're the opposition because the fans ain't trying to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I knew he was going to struggle. And anytime you look, they throw his stats up at what he did. But if you see his stats against Seattle, he always struggles in Seattle.
Right. Yeah, and like you say, Anquan Boldin only had one catch for 7 yards. And again, I want to shout out to you, man, and your defense, man, because I got you on my fantasy team, man. It's my Seattle defense.
I want to give a shout out to you.
And it helped me to beat Ziggy, man, so, you know.
I want to give a shout out to you because your corner, Patrick Sherman, I think he's the best cornerback in the league.
Richard Sherman?
Yes, sir, because he reminds me of a tall Lester Hayes.
That's high praise, bro.
He reminds me of a tall. All right, listen to what I'm about to tell you. The reason why I say that is because he's one of the only corners I know that can literally walk up to you at the line of scrimmage and dare you to beat him. And he got the height to match up with you.
And the physicality also. I give it to him.
Physicality, all that.
No
That's
doubt.
What I said. He remind me of a tall Lester Hayes.
Antoine, I told my man, I said, my quarterback had a better receiving game than your top wide receiver. He did. Antoine had one catch for 6 yards, and Sherman had one reception for 23 yards.
Yeah, man. So, I Seattle, you know, they did their thing, man. What was the situation in regards to the whistle or something like that on the play?
During the punt, I mean, it was so loud, they thought they heard an official's whistle. So the players stood up, and then that's when the ball was hiked, and by the time it was hiked, the lineman was like, oh, snap, the ball is in session. But by then, San Francisco already bum-rushed the punter.
Right.
Well, Pete Carroll was mad because he was like, okay, maybe it was an inadvertent whistle from the fan. But you should have still called offside.
Right.
Because everybody was standing up, and we didn't hear it, and we thought it was a whistle. So, if anything, call offside. Don't let the play continue. But we was just like, okay, they got that, and they still didn't capitalize it. So, now we got to basically just punch them in the mouth for the rest of the game.
Make it do what it do.
And that's y'all did. Y'all took out one of my tight ends on my fantasy team.
Vernon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew it was okay. When I seen him standing on the sideline and I realized he wasn't coming back and they said he had a hamstring, a hammy, I said, Mayor, I thought about you. I was like, I lost it.
Hey, Ziggy, is that Vernon Davis? Is that Vernon Davis with the Jerry curl, yo?
Oh!
Yeah.
And then my other wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald. I had two of the best wide receivers in the league, and Calvin. And Calvin was getting off at first. So I said, okay, now all I need is Larry to do his thing. He gets up off the ground slow, and he's standing over in the sideline. And I knew it was over when they wrapped his leg up. I was like, oh.
And you knew it was over then, huh?
I was like, oh, man,
in, huh?
I really.
All about them Bucktown split blazers, baby.
Yeah.
All day long, try to tell you.
But, hey,
all day
I'm not
long. We in the building, man,
hands,
all day.
Though. I'm not gonna sit on my hands because tomorrow you'll see when my waiver is clear.
Listen. I told you,
where
man,
you
from the draft when we had the draft, yo, I was I got this. I know what I'm gonna do. I see what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make some moves and I'm gonna dangle some people out there later on in the season because I know you're gonna need them. I know how to work this, man. It's going down, man.
Hey, I'm grabbing everybody for the last 2 weeks. Everybody that ain't done nothing for me.
Uh-huh.
That's not my reserves.
Yeah.
They fair game because I'm picking up cats like I'm grabbing cats like Eddie Royal for San Diego.
I'm picking
up cats like that. Nah, I'm like I'm not playing no more.
Yeah, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, pick and choose as far as the names are concerned, people that's contributing, you know what I mean? Pick the people that you know are going to contribute every week. You know what I mean? Like that dude, DeAndre Hopkins from Houston, Texas?
Yeah. And I seen you, did you got him too? I was like, wow.
Right.
So I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. My team is loaded, man. But it's all good, man. We here, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Hey, yo, Diz, you still here? What was your opinion on the Mayweather fight, fam?
I figured he was going to box him up. Well, I noticed, like, with a lot of boxing and, like, you know how we get down on football Sundays at the club.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was saying this. He was just like, yo, prior to that fight, have you ever heard of that dude?
Right. He said that earlier. Right.
Yeah, and it was the same thing because it was just like, I noticed with boxing, they promote these big fights, and you know they got a promotion behind it. But it's always Mayweather fighting some dude that was working his shop right like a week ago. Like, you ain't never hear these dudes before. Now all of a sudden you hear these dudes and they coming out and fighting like, okay.
I know. They just tell us to work out for 6 months and come back if we see you.
Right.
And they get up and then you don't hear from them no more. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, so in your opinion, what do you think is next for him? What is he going to do? What's going to be his next move?
Who, Mayweather? Probably
yes,
sit back and try to promote, see what Pacquiao is doing. That's the only thing I can see.
Okay. That's all. That's it.
That's the only thing
that's doing.
That's it.
That's the only thing that can be done out there, man.
Yeah, let him make a fight with his pops or his brother.
Because you know what? I was talking to somebody about, they was like, well, why don't he fight Danny Garcia? That might be a good goal, but the only thing I would be interested in that is to see the press conference because Danny Garcia's father and Floyd Mayweather on the scene. That'd be the best part about that.
Yeah, I wanted to see the pops, the essay, right? The essay.
Yes, sir. That would be the best part about that.
I think homeboy pull out the AK.
That would be serious right there. That press conference would be real deal Holyfield
I think. I think they gotta get turned down first before they go. I know that.
What was the guy named that Danny Garcia fought it?
Lucas Matisse.
Yeah, because he closed his eye.
Yeah, and that was the only. If he wouldn't have closed Lucas Matisse's eye, it would have been a better fight, man. Lucas Matisse is a beast, man. Lucas Matisse ain't no joke. But that eye, man. Did you see how they pressed the eye down and got the still?
But the killer thing about it, though, when I was watching it and his eye was closed, and after every round he was sitting in his corner, instead of them taking water, they was taking their thumb.
At first they tried the end swell. And then when he did it with his thumb, I was like, oh, it looked a lot better. You know what I mean? It didn't look as swollen or whatever. But yeah, man,
y'all want a real fight that people will pay to see?
Yeah.
Let Mayweather say he gonna fight 50. I bet you that's 50.
You might get 89.95, for that one. Oh, I'd love to see the 24/7 for that one. That one would be crazy.
He's still gonna beat 50 up, but
he's gonna fight him all day.
What's up with Justin Bieber?
I don't know. That's just crazy to me right there. That's not even on the radar, fam. I don't even know.
That dude look like he finally got pubic hair and lost his damn mind, yo. Straight up.
What did he do? I don't understand.
We're trying to figure out why is he even there.
He walked out and was holding his hand, I guess.
Yeah, because Wayne did the little money team thing, and then Justin Bieber was just out there, just looking. I don't understand. But
Hey, Mayor, Lil Wayne was able to get up out the hospital bed and do his thing then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Must have just got out the hospital, was butt naked, had dressed and all that. He must have just left the hospital, you know. But again, like you said earlier, Jerome, man, you know, it's going down the tubes, man. You know, you really don't get no good fights. You see a better fight in the parking lot of IKEA. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's already gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like I said, boxing died about 5 years before hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it. It's over.
That's wild. That's wild.
It's over. We got to tell our kids about when it used to be real fights.
Yep.
Hey, that's one thing I liked about Durant. He just told him, no moss. I don't want to fight you because you ain't trying to fight.
Yeah, but Aaron Pryor would have been, would have picked him up and threw him in the second row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, we here, man. 919, we rocking out, man. Diz jumped on the building. We here, man. Angie called early, man. Oh, miracles never see.
Yo. You know, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, babe.
Yo, how did y'all lose Sunday to the Saints?
Here we go with this again. Hold on one second, man. Yo.
That was just crazy. But man, I could have sworn y'all had that game against the Saints.
Yes. Just like you could have sworn we had that game against the Jets.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to agree with what you were saying about your quarterback, man.
About Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then check it though, bust it though, fam. Josh did his thing. He did what he was supposed to do. In the Jets game, we got in field. We needed to get in field goal range. He made the draw play to Doug Martin. We made the big pass to Vincent Jackson. He did what he was supposed to do. In the game against New Orleans, we did what we were supposed to do. You know what I mean? It was just us, man. We don't know how to finish games, man. We cannot.
I was scratching my head. When y'all end up kicking that field goal, I was scratching my head the whole time.
Hold on one second.
We got
a new caller on the line, man. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, yo.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm okay.
And T, you know you got some explaining to do. Yeah, you know you got some explaining to do.
I can't even tell.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Thing.
You better think of something. You should have thought of something.
Yeah,
so you press one.
That's a Philly fan. Is that the Philly fan?
That's
you
the
know
Philly
it
fan.
Is.
Yes, sir.
You know that.
Blame it on Chip Kelly for not knowing how to put on the brakes.
No.
Man.
And that's going to be their problem because they're going to have 500 plays in the first half and you're not going to know how to finish a game because you ain't got no running. You can't finish a game.
I told you this is pro.
How did you lose that game, T? Explain it in your own words. Explain it. How did you lose that game?
I can't even explain it.
You got San Diego coming cross country for a 1 o'clock start.
Exactly.
Losing 3 hours of sleep.
Your head coach told y'all was even playing Boise State.
He messed up.
That's what happened. He messed up. He thought it was Saturday. He didn't know he was playing on Sunday.
I don't understand what he was doing when he called himself trying to go, when he was trying to go so fast instead of slowing the clock down the last 2 minutes to give San Diego that ball back.
Hold on, T. Here's the thing with that, though, Zig. That's their MO now. Their MO is as soon as the referee spots the ball, boom, they ready to snap. They're not walking up to the line.
They're not doing none of that no more. You gotta have a pulse for your defense. If your defense been doing wonders for you the whole game.
Uh-huh.
Then all of a sudden you just gonna put them back in the position.
You gotta put in Barkley or Foles so they can just hand the ball off. Slow the offense down or something, because their offense is that's their MO now. They're wired to go. As soon as the ball is placed, they're wired to go now. So
hey, T,
Michael Vick threw for 428 yards. You like that?
Yes.
I'm in another fantasy league and I just got offered a trade because I got Michael Vick. He's sitting on my bench. I got a trade. Somebody offered me two players for him, and I'm actually thinking about taking it because you said last week that he's actually going to be hurt by week 8.
Honestly, I thought he was hurt last week.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm giving him the benefit.
He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it no 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's why
but
I thought about it.
This,
I was like, yeah, let me hear it.
Not that still a fan talking to me, is it?
No, that, no, 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 no.
I know that there's still a fan that's not talking to me.
Huh?
Is that the Stiller fan that's talking to me?
No, we don't. No, the Stillers is not in the building tonight.
Uh-oh,
they,
I guess they ain't.
They're still in deep depression. Kia had a family, situation. So.
They're going to be like that for a while then.
Yeah. They'll be lucky to see 7-9.
Wow.
The Stillers, right.
Hey, I said from the beginning that I figured they would be in a rebuilding year, and the best they would go is 8-8 because they losing people by the week.
Right, right.
And once Pouncey went down, I was like,
yeah. I mean, it's going to be a long year for them, yo.
It's going to be a long year for us, too, if we don't straighten up.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Chip got to a little bit too happy with that first game. But like I said, you know, to use up all the timeouts, I didn't understand that one. I mean, seriously, I did not understand
that. That's right. He in the right division to learn. He in the right division to learn.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he did come from college?
Yeah,
university.
What's your thought on Thursday night? Andy Reid coming home.
Hey, well, you know, We got to do them.
Yeah,
and they retired.
You might be the queen of wishful thinking on that one. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see.
Right.
Just like we don't take it.
Hey, people, do not sleep on Alex Smith in Kansas City this year.
I'm trying to tell you, T.
I'm trying to tell y'all, don't.
I just can't wait till we play the Buccaneers.
Can you say that again? She said, Buccaneers.
All right, no doubt. You're gonna see us too.
I told you we need to hook up and go to that game.
Yeah, we gonna see our Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We lost two games
by 5 points.
We don't see y'all to the end of the season. Now hopefully y'all be tired by then.
Oh no.
Running all the plays.
You keep running 53 plays in the first half, you're gonna be dog tired.
Right. Hopefully y'all be tired and dropped out by then.
They real tired.
I got a question for the panel, right quick. What's the deal with RG3?
He ain't healthy. He's not healthy. Mm. He's still throwing off his he's throwing off his tippy toes. He ain't even following through with his throws.
I was gonna say that boy don't look like he even running right.
So is it a situation where you would sit him down and let Kirk Cousins play?
Well, somebody asked Shanahan that there earlier today, and you should have seen his expression on his face. He was like,
he looked
okay.
Like he was crazy?
Yeah, he was like he wanted to answer, like they backed him into a corner.
Right.
But he wasn't going to say, yeah, we'll think about bringing Kirk Cousins in because RG3 would have had a fit.
Right.
And that would have been more messed up. I think they should have, you know what I think they should have done was, you know, because Dr. James Andrews, he is now part of Washington's medical staff.
Okay.
He should have kept his mouth shut.
Mm.
Wow.
He actually put RG3 out there like that out there when he vouched for him and told him, yeah, he can play. Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, I see nothing wrong with him. So he actually telling, and Shanahan is like, you're not gonna tell me that first before you tell him, you know, before you tweet it.
But I don't know what to even you know comment on that one, man. You know, because you know he's you know you got to kind of like believe what he says. You take him at his word. You know he's healthy. He feels like he can play and this and that. But once he goes out there in that field and he shows you something different, then you got to kind of like protect your investment, man. It's not about what he says anymore. Because at first when he was saying, well, the Shanahan's was kind of iffy on it, but he was like, I don't know why they, you know, not letting me play because I feel like I'm 100%. You're not showing that you're 100%. The only thing that Shanahan, they learned their lesson from last year. They're not getting nowhere near to what happened last year. They don't want no parts of that. So if it's a situation where you're looking like you're 85%, then you shouldn't be out there. And from what I've seen from RG3 this season, he doesn't even. 85% is generous. compared to, you know, looking at him from last year.
I think they rushed.
So what he's capable
back.
Of doing.
They rushed
his own self back, though.
That's yeah, that was what I just said. He rushed his own self back because he was like, well, I don't know why they're not letting me play, and I really feel like I'm 100%. Okay, fine. Because now it's getting close to, we got to put you out there now.
Because
we're
I'm
not
going to
sit you down for the regular. We sat. You didn't play at all in the preseason.
Nope.
You know
at
what I'm
all.
Saying? So if you didn't feel like you weren't going to be able to make that start on that Monday night, then that should have been in the plans prior to that Monday night. Okay, he's not playing the first game. He might not play the second game. But when he comes back, he's going to be 100% ready because he doesn't look right to me. I don't know, you know, I don't know your, what you think about that, but he doesn't look right to me. I saw what Ziggy said. He threw off his, you know, the foot, you know, not feeling comfortable. He's not set. And you could tell him how his throws are. His throws used to be pinpoint sharp. But as long as he gets the ball to Pierre Garçon, I don't care what he do. I got Pierre Garçon on my fantasy team. As long as he keep getting me my points, I don't care what he do.
Oh, go get that dude smashed up. Get that dude
gonna get
smashed
roll,
up,
you might wanna, hey, and when he get on a roll, you might want to pay Hankerson up, too.
Listen. I know one thing. I'm not messing with Alfred Morris. I was tempted, and I said, nah, I'm not messing with him, yo. I'm just going to mess with Pierre Garçon. I got Pierre Garçon. That's all I need, man. I'm good, you know? But, yeah, we here, man. Shout out to all the listeners, man. We have fun on Tuesday nights, man. You know what I mean? The show is getting kind of hot, man. I'm appreciating that. We did the little show on Saturday, man. Shout out to everybody that called in that was vibing with us on the Saturday because we had to do it. So that's how we do, man. Cheeky Powers in the building after further review. Is in your neck right now, man. I got T on the line. I got Jerome in the building. I got his brother Diz in the house. I got Ziggy right here. And Angie, is she still with us? She called early, T.
Okay.
She called like at 8:12.
What?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I had her in the pool. In the pool, I had her at 9:25. So I lost again. So what do I know?
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a round of applause for me finally breaking that egg on my picks?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. Vinny, can you give Diz a round of applause for breaking the egg on his... He let go of that egg. Give him a round of applause.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Gracias. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. We get a round of applause right there. You, anybody you want to thank?
I want to thank Alabama for showing up against Texas A&M.
You better thank Alabama for not having about five more minutes left in that game, man.
Yeah, I'd like to thank South Carolina for showing up.
That's what it is.
Yep. I'd like to thank Kaepernick for shaving that eyebrow, which he promised.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So
this is just your week, huh? I like that. That's what it is. I ain't
mad.
I got
an egg on my pick, too, don't I? For college.
Hold on. We got another call on the line, man. That's the bell. You know what it is. Let's see. We got... Oh, okay. All right. It's about to get dramatic in the building.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Slate, what's good, Slate, man? Welcome to the biggest show, man. What's happening, Slate?
What's
Can we give Slate a round of applause? Slate, what's good, man?
Same old. What's good?
We appreciate you, man, for calling in, man. I know it was a tough one last night, man, you know, and we just give you the floor and, you know, speak for your team, man, and, you know, we know you're going through it right now.
Yeah, because I'm about to put on my black suit.
Is this Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's Pittsburgh Steelers right there.
Pittsburgh,
please don't put on no black suit for me. Please don't, because Pittsburgh fans are spoiled. We used to winning. We stay relevant, and it's nothing. We've been 0-2 four times. All four times we made the playoffs. But this is another year, another day. But it's all good. I'm just mad at our offense coordinator. Haley got to go.
Right.
Slate. We can't run the ball into the line, so now we're going to do delayed draws and end arounds with Jericho. 8.4 in the 40, Cotchery. Are you kidding me?
Right.
He said he's at 8.4.
I can walk in 40 faster.
8.4.
You can't run into the line straight up. You sure enough shouldn't be doing delayed end around. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Playing a little shaky too, but he'll get back on his, you know, on his usual. I'm just saying, when all else fails, you go with your best player. Ben is our best player. Let him call the play. go in the hurry up, which is the only time we move the ball, and let him do his thing. Haley got to go, man. Haley has to go.
Mm.
They were the best team last night, though. It is what it is, but it's a lot of season left.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt.
I don't, it's
it
not a race. It's a marathon.
Right, you're exactly right, man. But I mean, it's a division game, you know what I'm saying? And again, it's only, you know, it's 14 more games to play, you know what I'm saying? And again, you know, but the bottom line, like you said, 44 yards rushing, they're going
to
get it.
Oh, y'all got whipped on last night. Are you kidding me? Did you see the Seattle game? Last I heard, regardless of the scores, we in second place in the division, just like y'all. So what are you saying?
Uh-oh.
Bottom line, network.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
As good as San Fran looked the first week, they're in second place, and so are we.
Right. But, I mean, you know, it's really, as far as the San Francisco 49ers are concerned, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw. They're going to get what they're going to get. You know, we said that Seattle's going to probably go 8-0 at home. You know what I mean? But, again, still, I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it funky with you. You know, you're my dude. We go way back. Like rocking chairs, my dude. I don't know, man. 79. I'm saying.
Blake.
Listen, Mayor.
Blake.
First of all,
Blake.
Oh,
you're my
Blake
man,
boy.
Blake. You know
watch
what it is.
But I'll tell you this. Tampa ain't looking too cozy in the front.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I got my own problems, man. I got my own issues. I know.
Hey, Slate, I got my own problems. Hey. I got problems too. I've been having problems since 1957, even though I wasn't there that long. But I probably been going down that deep. I don't feel sorry for y'all losing, son.
I'm just saying, I'm being real with you. Nobody went forever.
Hey, Slate, shots fired, man. You
got
to see the Lions later on in the season.
It's our time to rebuild or whatever, but we in it to win it. Don't
say rebuild. Did you say rebuild?
You know that. You know what it is.
The real black and blue division over there. I don't know why.
Did a Pittsburgh Steelers fan just say rebuild?
Huh?
Did you just say rebuild?
Yeah, we got to. I mean, listen.
I never heard. I thought I heard them two words with Pittsburgh. That's all I'm saying.
No, I said rebuild. I didn't say go down. Like I said, we got a
rebuild. That might be 2 years. How long you still my rebuild?
I'm like, Tomlin, listen, bro. We don't live in
that world. I thought you rebuild, the season going to be over with.
You're not going to hear me say nothing about injuries. You're not going to hear me make no excuses. It is what it is. We're 0-2. But last I heard, only one team can win the chip. So that means 31 other teams are going to be wrong right with me.
Let me tell you something, homie. And that's 100, and I'm glad you keep it at 100. The thing about that
I'm
is,
when
you got six Super Bowl rings, and all of a sudden you at the basement, ain't nobody going to open the door for you.
But like I said, basement is second place in our division, Playboy, and we ain't won yet, and we're in second place.
Y'all, you feel me? That's because y'all
7 days. As easy as we lost, if we would have won, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Watching your offense is like watching paint. Remember when I told you last week, watching your offense is like watching paint dry on the wall.
Mm.
Oh, please. Right now we got a high school level offense. We'll be all right once Heath Miller comes back. But that tight end we got, not only once he catches the ball, he can't hold on to it, and he can't block me. Like, yo, we in trouble right now. But
maybe
we're
you need to go try out.
We're going to be all right.
You said the tight end you got that can't hold the ball. You talking about Heath Miller?
Nah, Heath Miller ain't there. If we had Heath Miller, we'd be all right. That's our safety valve. I'm talking about Poulsen, the guy who got ripped after the one catch he made.
Hey, can I tell you something? You know what y'all best offensive play was yesterday?
Poulsen.
It was that screenplay to Antonio Brown. That's the only thing positive y'all was getting out of there last night. With that little screenplay, that little swing screen pass, that Ben when the offensive linemen move out to the flat.
Antonio Brown,
that's what I'm saying. That's
I
the only positive. You might hate it, but that's the only positive thing y'all was getting is last night.
Yeah,
that's
but
all
if
I'm
you're
saying.
Doing it one out of, if you're making a positive play 1 out of 13 times, that's a messed up average in anybody's mess. The other 12 screens was minus yours.
Okay.
So 1 out of 13 is not a good average at all.
I was just trying to be positive to you.
But see, I'm bugging because you got a Lions fan who's at 500 talking junk to a Steelers fan who's 0-2.
Listen,
and I'm bugging right now because
I know where
I'm
lane
fan.
Is at.
I could be
2-0
right now.
Lane is at. I know my team.
I love
is,
that. But
I know where
you know
my team is.
Seattle Seahawks fan is just chilling. He's just waiting for his next home game.
Oh,
and
the
Giants guy trying to get Eli is coming, you know, to make sure he throws
Seattle
his right color uniform.
Hey, Seattle might just
get Eli.
Catching a lot of flack, but it wasn't all Eli's fault, man. Eli is going to do the damn thing when it comes to comeback. And I'm not an Eli fan.
But Eli's going to do Eli. It's the offensive line, and it's the fact that we have no protection. That's why.
You don't have
and
none at all.
Not
you
to mention the fact,
almost
as equal as is important is the fact that he has no running game. So, without
trying to hold on to the ball.
I'm glad you said that because the Giants is the one team in the league that got less rushing yards than Pittsburgh.
For now.
He had 72 games and the Giants had less than that.
That's all right. Only by 2 yards. Trust me, it won't be like that at the end.
Listen, let's say it's my decimal point. Below is below.
Below is below.
If you know anything about my team, you know it's not how we start, it's how we finish.
Oh,
not how we start.
You're nothing but reiterating what Freddie spit out. It's not a race,
well,
it's a marathon.
Well, okay,
it's
wait, hold on. So, all right, so who said that it's not how they start, they finish? The Pittsburgh Steelers, correct? And the Giants fan told the Pittsburgh Steelers fan told you that's not how you start, it's how you finish. So did the Giants fan.
He was
okay,
trying to prove his point.
And what's your team?
He was trying to prove his point. That's why he
said
that.
Okay, and what's your team? Hello?
Hello what?
Hello? What's your team? Who you root for?
I'm rolling with Pittsburgh all day long, every day, all day, all week,
okay.
All month, all
okay.
Year.
Okay, that's cool.
We can go 0-100 for the next 30 years. I
don't
see that.
That's why I gotta respect
physically.
That dude. That's my man. You know,
without a DCR or you know what's the name, Kivo or anything. I see myself. I see my team winning. Enough. I'm 40 years old.
Slate.
I'm a 70s bro.
Slate, let me ask you a question, Slate. Did you hear anything in regards to the situation Ray got hurt with his hip or whatever, and people was talking crazy to about him or about their fantasy team or whatever?
Yeah, it should be 20.
Hold on, go ahead.
Ray Rice.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Slate.
You know, Ray is from the earth.
Yeah.
I hear his injury and all that. Like, he got a little hip flexor. He may need some time off, but I hear he's supposed to be playing next game.
Right.
But what he was saying was that, you know, Ray tried to interact with the people all crazy.
Right.
And they was going hard at him on Twitter and everything because a lot of people had him as their fantasy running back, and you know they struggled that first week.
Right.
So people was going at him hard, like you suck, and getting real grindy with him.
Right.
He's above all that. He was just like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I still got love for the people, love you all anyway. But that really hurt him. He really took it to heart on something.
I can
like,
imagine,
no.
Yeah.
Talking about Ray Rice?
Underlying fantasy is even not real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's what I was hearing they was trying to go like, you know, they talking about fam and all that, man. That ain't crazy.
If
like,
that's the case, I might as well tweet Vernon Davis and Larry Fitzgerald.
But be closer to that to the Ray Rice situation. That's why it's kind of like it's personal.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's personal.
Friend.
You know,
David
but
yeah,
man. I read that slate. I was like, yo, they know what they're dealing with. Is this serious?
Yeah,
but you know, like I said, Ray take the high road. That's what you're supposed to do. But come on, yo.
Underlying fantasy, make believe, not real. You know,
right.
Not real. Chill. Like,
you know what I'm saying? And
everything short of death threats, man.
That's,
like, come on.
It's crazy, man.
It's
crazy. But yeah, man, we in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. We got a hot one. I got my man Slate touching base with me, man. That's what's up. We're about to slide into these picks, man, right quick, man. You know how we do. We do three college games, three NFL games. We're going to set it off with the NFL games this week. The first game we're going to do is Green Bay at Cincinnati. See, we got T, Jerome, Diz, Ziggy, Angie, and Slate. Slate, what you got? What you think, man? Green Bay and Cincinnati.
Green Bay.
All right. Diz, what's up?
That's in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's in Green Bay, isn't it?
Hold on, let me look and see, Slay. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. It's in Cincinnati, Slate.
It's in Cincinnati. Yes, it's still Green Bay. Y'all didn't see last
night. Still Green Bay. So, Diz, who you
yeah,
got?
I'm going to take Green Bay in that one.
Okay. Diz got Green Bay. Jerome, what's up, baby?
Yeah, so it should be $20.
Ziggy, who you got?
Cincinnati.
Okay. Angie, you still you here? She's gone. Okay. T, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Who you got? Green Bay or Cincinnati?
I think I'm gonna go with Cincinnati.
With Cincinnati? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cincinnati. This is gonna be a big game, and Cincinnati can. This is one of them games where they gotta show and prove. Everybody's making them a sexy pick to do numbers this season. This is going to be one of them games where they have to show and prove, and I don't think that they're going to show and prove against Green Bay, because I think Green Bay got some stuff to prove because they think that people forgot about them. You know what I mean? So I'm going to rock out with Green Bay in this game right here. So the next game we're going to get into is the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. It's in San Francisco. Slate, what's your date?
San Fran, easy bounce back.
Great, said San Fran all day. Jerome?
Yeah, I think he left.
Diz, who you got, man?
I got San Francisco.
Got you. Ziggy, who you got?
San Fran, they going to be mad.
Word
T,
up.
T, who you got?
Who was it again?
Indianapolis Colts against the 49ers.
49ers.
Got you. I'm with you, Dead Man. They gonna be feeling some type of way, man.
That was me that said that.
Well, there you go, Ziggy. Ziggy said that. Can you applaud Ziggy for saying they're gonna feel some kind of way? Applaud so Ziggy can feel good when we get off the phone. There you go. You feel better now? All right.
Thank
there you.
You
go. All right. the last game we're gonna get into, man, is Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. That game is going to be played in Baltimore. Slate, what it look like, man?
Houston. They got Baltimore shit for some reason.
Huh?
Houston got Baltimore shit.
You said Houston, Slate?
Yeah, man.
Okay, got you. Diz, what it look like?
It's in Houston?
It's in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore?
Yes, sir.
I got Baltimore in that game.
Got you.
Remember, Baltimore just struggled with Cleveland. That's the only loss to win so far. Just to throw that out.
Ziggy, who you got? Houston or Baltimore?
Houston.
Got you. T, who you got? Houston or Baltimore?
I'm going with Baltimore.
Got you. Is Jerome still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, Chris.
Jay, who you got, man? Houston or Baltimore?
I got Houston, man.
Got you. Did I get your pick for Indianapolis and San Francisco?
No, I didn't get those. I'm sorry. I was leaving work. I apologize to everybody.
Who you got?
Which game was that? San Fran and who?
Indianapolis and San Fran.
Where's the game at?
In San Fran.
Yeah, they pissed off. Yeah, we got to give it to them.
Got you. I didn't get your Green Bay Cincinnati pick either.
Where's that? At Lambeau?
Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Cincinnati going to beat them.
Got you.
No, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Green gonna have a monster game. I give it to the Bengals.
You gonna give it to
think
the Bengals?
Wrong, you think wrong.
Hold on, let me I didn't hear him.
Not the Bengals. I'll give it to the Bengals.
Okay, gotcha.
Because they can't stop Green.
They can't stop Green.
That's
what it is. All right, so we got the NFL picks out the way. Now we're gonna slide over to these college picks, man. It's really kind of like it's the beating up the little sisters of the poor week. So I kind of like reached him in and reached for three games where I thought was going to be kind of competitive.
Okay, hold on. Before you go, Chris, I'm going to call you back next
Mayor,
week.
Didn't I go undefeated on my college picks last week?
Huh?
Didn't I go undefeated on my college picks last week?
You tell me. Did you go undefeated on your college picks last
week? I did.
You tell me.
No, I don't remember. You know, my memory's kind of.
You don't remember.
Sometimes. No, I don't remember that third game we picked.
You don't remember, huh?
What was that third game?
Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to check it right now, man. He said that he go 3-0 for his picks. Let's see. Ziggy, you picked Alabama, you picked Ohio State, and you picked South Carolina. Can we give Ziggy another round of applause for going undefeated on his picks this week? Can we give him another round of applause, please? Thank you. There you go. You feel better?
Yeah.
All right.
I did a round too, so that was my same picks also. But
all right. Can we give Slate a round of applause for being undefeated on his picks this week?
Great minds think alike.
He's showing love. Put Diz in that category too.
Yes, can we get another round of applause for Diz for being undefeated on his picks this week?
Right, share the love.
Hey, Miss Lavina, we got to give one more round of applause because Kia went undefeated on her picks too. So we give Kia a round of applause. There you go. All right. Everybody feel better?
Oh.
All right. There you go. All right. Don't say I didn't do nothing. I ain't never did nothing for you. And you can cross me off your Christmas list and all that. I got you taken care of. It's all good.
Yeah, got you.
All right, so the three games that we're going to rock out with this week in the college ranks, we got Auburn against LSU.
Ooh.
That game is going to be played in LSU. Diz, since you were undefeated this week, we're going to lead off with you, my G. Auburn or LSU?
I got LSU.
LSU all day? I got you. LSU all day. Diz got LSU. Ziggy, you were undefeated as well. So who you got? Auburn or LSU?
LSU.
All right. Slate, can't forget my man Slate. You was undefeated too. So who you got? Auburn or LSU?
LSU.
Slate got LSU. All right. Jerome, Auburn or LSU? All right, Jerome had to slide. T, who you got? Auburn or LSU? And don't come
LSU.
At me with this who got the prettier uniform business.
LSU.
He said LSU. Who else we got? We got Ziggy. We got Tez. We got Jerome. We got Slate. We got I hope I didn't forget nobody. I'm gonna take LSU because that's the easy pick, man. Even though Auburn has a Heisman candidate on the low, Trey Mason. And that's Maceo's son from De La. He's a running back for Auburn. Trey Mason. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? That's Maceo's son, DJ Maceo from De La Soul. Michigan State and Notre Dame is the second game that we're going to touch on in the college ranks. Diz, since you were undefeated last week, who you got, man?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Diz says Notre Dame. Ziggy, who you got?
Notre Dame.
Zig says Notre Dame. Slate, what it look like?
Notre Dame.
Slate all day. T.
Notre Dame.
Right, and I'm gonna rock with Notre Dame. keep it uniform, you know what I mean. The last game that we gonna rock out with is actually the Thursday night game, Clemson at North Carolina State. Both of them are 2-0. Clemson looking good this year. Diz, who you got?
Clemson in that one.
All right, Ziggy, what it look like?
Clemson.
Slate?
Clemson.
T?
Clemson and who?
North Carolina State.
NC State.
Said that like she know Andy Griffiths. I'm a rock out with Clemson on that one, man. We here, man. We in the building, man. We had a great show tonight, man. I had some fun, man. Miss Lavina, she's back from her 3-hour cruise. They said they was making radios out of coconuts. I don't know what that story's about, but we'll get in that behind the scenes. Appreciate everybody for calling, man. Angie checked in mad early, threw me for a loop. Ziggy, you know what he do. Diz in the building. Jerome is in the building. Shout out to my man Jerome, no doubt. T, yeah, she called in. She's still on the line. My man Slate, you know what it is all the time. That's the man right there. My dude Slate in the building. Pittsburgh Steelers all day. Yeah, man, this week went by, man. You know, it was a big week, man. The fight went down, you know. And basically it turned out how everybody expected it to turn out, man. But I bet you a lot of people saying never again. Ain't that right, Trace? It is what it is, man. So we rock out, man. We here after further review. This is the part of the show, man, where everybody gets their little piece in before we get back here for another week, man. So I'm gonna lead it off with the undefeated crew, but I'm gonna go in alphabetical order if that's all right with you, Ziggy.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm usually going last.
Hey, Diz, man, what's good, man? Before we get out of here, man, you got anything to say?
Yeah, real quick, looking forward. Even though he's playing Jacksonville and people think we should be blowing them out by 30, that's a trap game because, one, we're looking forward to the game after that, which is at Houston, and, two, the head coach at Jacksonville used to be our defensive coordinator.
Gus Bradley,
he might
yeah.
be throwing little tricks here and there, even though I think it's really not going to matter if we play up to our potential and we're playing at home. I just don't want us to get trapped in that because that week four game is going to be off the hook when we play Houston at Houston.
Okay, that's what it is. Salute, man. Thank you for calling, my dude.
No doubt.
Sleep. What's up, man, before we get out of here?
What's good?
Huh?
Yo, pardon me. I was caught up for a second. What was the question?
No, nah, I just want. We get ready to get out of here, man. I just wanted to see if you had anything to say before we slide out.
I just want to say don't sleep on my Steelers, man. It ain't over till it's over.
All right, that's what it is. I ain't mad at that. Ziggy, man, before we get out of here, you got anything to say?
Well, we got the ultimate trap game also this week going to Washington. We might make – I don't want RG3 to be looking like no Hall of Famer on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're famous for that. So, hey, let's go Lions.
That's what it is. And Ziggy, don't go nowhere because I got a question to ask you about the game last week. T, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Go Eagles.
Yeah, they're going to go somewhere, all right. Ziggy, last week, man, Michigan against, who they play, Akron?
Akron.
What happened, man?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I'm sitting there like, wow. The last play of the game, I didn't even watch. I had to turn away from it. I turned away from it when I came back. I didn't even see the last play.
Right.
But I turned away from it, and when I went back to it about 30 seconds later, they was jumping around.
Right. But hey. I mean, I'm watching this game, yo, and I'm like, you know what? Michigan's gonna start getting a reputation for losing to bums at home.
Right.
I'm looking at Akron. It wasn't like, you know, Akron was no joke or whatever, but you know, it's Michigan. It's Akron. You know what I'm saying?
No, Akron lost their last 28 games or something like that. They lost their last 14.
And Devin Gardner, it's time for him to give up that 98, man. It was cool and all that for the Notre Dame game or whatever, man. Get back to your regular number. Let's keep it moving. Shout out again to everybody, man, who listens to the show, man. Everybody, man, who checks the After Further Review every day, man. It goes down. The Good, Bad, and Ugly, I just finally put it out, man, a couple hours ago. So it's, I'm going to give a quick rundown right quick for people that didn't get a chance to see it. What I do is I just describe the quarterbacks and their games that they had over the previous week. So this week the good quarterbacks were Bradford, Breeze, Cutler, Dalton, Flacco, Luck, Peyton Manning, Manuel, Rivers, Rogers, Romo, Ryan, Schaub, Alex Smith, Stafford, and Tannehill. The bad quarterbacks were Campbell and Newton. The ugly quarterbacks were Eli Manning, Colin Kaepernick, Geno Smith, and Brandon Weeden. Honorable mention, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Josh Freeman, RG3, Chad Henne, Jake Locker, Carson Palmer, Kristen Ponder, Terrell Pryor, Ben Roethlisberger, and Russell Wilson. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly for week two. We do that every week, man. You know what I mean? If you see it somewhere else, they biting straight like that. After Further Review, GQ Palace Radio, shout-out to the big homie Rich. Shout-out to Miss Lavina behind the boards, back from her three-hour cruise and all of that. You know how we do it, man. Tuesday nights, man, After Further Review in the building, man. Shout-out to all the callers, man. Shout-out to all the listeners. We see you, too. It goes down. Tomorrow night, the ladies are going to be doing their thing, the Diva Squad in the building. Man, I had an interesting conversation with them last week, man. I got to check the archives out and hear myself so I can see what I'm saying. Thursday night, the Belvins get their relationship thing on, you know what I mean? Give you the good, the bad, the ugly on that. Friday, man, the big homie Rich holds it down in the entertainment tip, and then we swing back into the week, man, jump it off with Miss Lavina doing a gospel thing, you know, how it goes down. And then Tuesday, we here, right here again, 8 o'clock to 10 p.m., man, with the mayor, man. GQ Palace Radio, Hard Body Karate, you know how it goes down. Again, man, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for just being a part, man. Check out After Further Review every morning, man. It goes down. I get my own little perception, my own little view, my own little vibe, and the style that you could read, and the style that, you know, is kind of entertaining. You know what I mean? That's what Twin said. They get a kick out of After Further Review every day. Shout out to Kia, man. We got you in our thoughts, man. We, you know, we're sending out, you know, prayers to your family and all that, and hope that everything's everything. Get back at us next week, you know, if you feel up to it. Mr. Mayor, man, we do our thing. Hard Body Karate, man. After Further Review, GQ Palace Radio. Check me out, man. Till next week, man. Mr. Mayor, I'm out of here, man. Hold it down.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. If you want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review. You know what to do.